Matthew, first of all, you must be delighted with this.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, tough season last season, missing out on promotion with Sheffield. But for an opportunity like this to come up, it's fantastic. It's what I've dreamed of, you know. Fantastic, massive club, Premiership football. It's what I've wanted to do, and hopefully I can grasp it with both hands and we can have a successful season.
How did it all come about? Did it take you by surprise when you heard Villa were interested?
Yeah, it did. By surprise. I was flattered, you know, by the interest when I heard. But it has took quite a while to pan out, but it's all worth it, like I say, and just looking forward to getting on the pitch.
I mean, you must have spoken to Paul, so I mean, you really looking forward to working with him?
Yeah, definitely. I spoke to him yesterday when I came up, and you know, he made me feel welcome and told me what he's after. So hopefully I can do what he asks, and when I get the chance, take it.
For the Villa fans that perhaps won't have seen you, what sort of player are you and will you hope to be here?
I'd say I'm attacking fullback. I like to get forward, you know, support attacks, and as I say, my best area is probably my technical ability. But hopefully I can offer an all-round, you know, right back, and hopefully I can be successful here.
And can you play in other positions across the back? And I also read that you played in midfield before as well.
Yeah, I've played centre-back, right-back and centre-midfield and right-midfield, but my main position is right-back. But like you say, hopefully, wherever I get a chance to play, I can play.
How much are you looking forward to now being part of a Premier League club and getting to play Premier League football?
I don't think I can put that into words, really. I'm very, very excited. You know, it's very exciting times for me at the minute, and I just can't wait to get out there, play football, you know. Fantastic stadium to play in against fantastic teams, you know. So hopefully we can have a successful season and I can enjoy a lot of good years here.
And I guess you'll end up looking around the dressing room and seeing lots of great big names internationals.
Yeah, these massive names in the changing rooms, you know. And for someone like me, it's like I said, it's quite surreal coming in and seeing people like that. But, you know, I've got to put that aside, and now I'm part of this team. I've got to hopefully make myself one of those names in the future.
You're still very young, so I guess you'll be hoping that with Paul and the coaching staff that you can still go on to learn a great deal.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I mean, like you say, with the manager and such as the players in the dressing room, I'm sure I can learn a lot. You know, seeing how they conduct themselves day in, day out, and how they play on the pitch. Hopefully I can learn a lot, yeah.
And I guess watching from a distance, you would have seen that Villa didn't have their best season last season, so I guess everything is now geared to try and improve this time around.
Yeah, I did. Like you say, they had a disappointing season, but I think with the new manager, you know, new start, three new signings already, I think everything's on the up. Hopefully the fans will get behind us this season and we can get Villa where they belong, which is up near the top of the Premiership.